When I came in 2005, I hadn't been to Zimbabwe because my father passed away in 1994, and I didn't come back to Zimbabwe. And you know, you just lose, when your parents are gone, you just sometimes, you are lost in this world. You just think, okay, there's nothing to go back home for. But my brother came to London in 2004, and we were sitting, and he said, oh my God, you've got all this lovely life. You've got, you know, you eat well, you've got a nice, you know. And I said, what are you talking about? Then he said, people are starving in Zimbabwe. People are suffering. Children are being orphaned at a very early age. So I said to my brother, okay, I'm coming next year. And when I came 2005, I was just crying because he took me. We went to Wedza, that's where we come from. We just travel and we just visiting all these, you know, distant relatives, you know, neighbors, you know, communities. And my brother was just showing me graveyard to graveyard of young people, some whom I knew, we had gone and they'd left these kids, and most of these kids were being looked after by old people. You know, I met this family, they had 5 children and they'd lost 3 children. You know, in that family, and they were looking after 5, and they were in their 70s. It hit me so hard that, you know, when I went back to UK, I just said, I've got to do something. And this time, I think this really pushed me that you should start your own charity. People said, oh, just give it to UNICEF or Save the Children. I said, no, there have been so many charities in Africa, and the problems of Africa are not going away. I want to start my own charity.